Are they price gouging on the gas up there?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I paid $2.65 for gas this morning.
Okay.
Right in downtown Waynesville. So
there's still plenty of it there.
Yeah.
They haven't had any threats of running out at all.
There was a big scare, I think, the couple days before. Well, they didn't know how bad it was going to be. Like the day before the storm and then the couple days after. But they didn't run out. Because the thing is, like, most of the obviously, Asheville is still in big trouble. Like, there's water everywhere, and a lot of the stuff is down still power-wise. There's parts of town you still can't get to. But, like, a lot of the surrounding towns, like Waynesville, are okay. Mm. Like, parts of the town got hit really hard, but for the most part, the town of Waynesville is okay. The smaller towns around it, the ones that are right down on the river, really, it's all about proximity to the rivers. Mm-hmm. Like, if you were next to the river,
you got fucked.
You got fucked.
Right.
There's just no other way to put it. But because of that, like, you know, those are pretty small towns, and there's not a ton of people that live there. So, all that to say, the gas has been okay. Like, we have no problem getting from here to Waynesville and back.
Mm-hmm.
Not an issue on any of the highways.
Huh.
The streets are all clear through there. It's really just those specific spots in the small towns that got really hit really hard. And then Asheville. I mean, Asheville's just
destroyed
because it's on two big rivers. And so all that water went in there, and a lot of it is still there for whatever reason. I don't know why it drains in some places and doesn't drain in other places. I don't know.
You can call this place on IR. Damn.
But yeah, it was crazy, man. Pretty crazy.
But we did.
I never seen anything like that before.
Did some good work though.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, a lot of people are doing a lot of stuff. It was really cool. Like, we showed up to the Methodist Church 10 a.m. Monday morning. They do basically show up, sign up for. There's 50 different things you can sign up for. There's 100 people there to sign up, so there was plenty of people. To help. And, you know, it was just all kinds of different stuff. Like, I wanted to do like manual labor stuff because most people that were available to help are either retired people,
mm-hmm.
or now there was a lot of students because colleges in the area are canceled for the time being. So I worked with a bunch of Western Carolina students on Monday, and they just sent us out to a neighborhood.
Good for them for sticking around though.
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
they could have just fucking went home.
They could have done anything.
I imagine some of our prior
or whatever. They could have done anything, but they decided they wanted to do that.
Yeah.
And so some of them went there. Like they said, every morning there's buses that pick people up from campus and take them to different churches. So the bus they got on took them to First Methodist in Waynesville. There was another bus that went to a church in Clyde, North Carolina. There's buses that went to Asheville. I mean, hundreds of students.
Fuck just, yeah.
It's crazy. It's so cool. But so, yes, yeah, so they took us to a neighborhood in Clyde, North Carolina, which is like nobody knows where that is. But it's like half an hour from Asheville, basically, right on the river. Everything ruined. Mm-hmm. Just everything's ruined. So we went to a house where the lady that owned it and her son were cleaning it out. I guess they had let the church know a few days earlier that they could use some help if anybody could. And they didn't know we were coming. So they showed up. We showed up and they were like,
really? Oh,
who are you guys?
Right.
Like, we're like, oh, the First Methodist sent us. And they were like, oh, fuck yeah. Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
No way. Like, all you guys? And we're like, yeah, all of us. He was like, oh, this is going to be great. This is going to take no time. So we just cleared everything out of the house. Like, it was really sad. And with two kids live there, you know? Mm. So it's like, you know,
yeah,
toys and stuffed animals and books, all kinds of stuff that Jack and Lily have. And it was just like, it was really, really sad. But everything had to go because the water is a one-story house 100 yards from the river. The water was at the ceiling.
Damn.
That's
in their living room.
Crazy.
Can you imagine that?
No.
100 yards. So a football field wide of water that high moving at the speed of a river. Like, I mean, shit was, you know, there was shit 15 feet up in trees that, like, I was like, oh, wow, look, there's a deck chair in a tree, or like a piece of plywood impaled in a branch 20 feet up in a
That's
tree.
Crazy.
They said the river, the water was 26 feet above the level of the river.
Fuck.
Which is, I mean, that's crazy. So we were standing, I was standing on the front porch with the guy. His mom owns the house. They've owned it forever. They rented it to a family. The family is okay, and they're elsewhere now. I mean, they're never coming back to that house. But we stood on the porch, and he was like, if we would have stood here when it was happening, we both would have been underwater. And like, that's crazy, because wow, we're pretty high up at right, that point. So again, anything that the water touched, it's all considered a biohazard, because the water, you know, it's coming from all kinds of different places. It's sweeping through farms, and it's sweeping through whatever. So it's got all kinds of shit in it that's dangerous. So anything that it touched is garbage. So everything in their house is garbage. Literally everything in their house. So,
and that's one thing, like you said, that they come back to what? What
are
you
right, they're not. Yeah. They said the mom had been back, like the everything happened Thursday night to Friday. Said she came back Monday when the previous Monday when the water had gone down and all that, and grabbed some stuff. But they had known a couple of hours before that they needed to go, so they had left. They left their dogs there, which I don't know, you know, not, you can't take everything. And it, but luckily the backyard has like a hill that was above the water. So I guess there was like four dogs up there, just like, hope the water doesn't come up any higher. Chilling, the dogs were okay. And then by the time the water went back down, neighbors were like, there's some fucking dogs over there. We better
go get them.
You know, but you know, when you're making choices of like, what are we going to do?
Man, that sucks.
It sucks. It sucks. And that's a lot of, that happened a lot. Yeah. Like that was the, I didn't see any of it, but that was, people were talking about how, yeah, I mean, you go into a house, you might find a dog, you know, or a cat or something like that. And we didn't, thank God. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, there was a lot of dead pets and 5 casualties in the county, human casualties right, in the county. I mean, obviously tons of dogs and cats and whatever other stuff people have in their house died. But no, it was crazy. It sucked.
Yeah.
It wasn't fun. It felt helpful. And the thing is, people, that you could tell the people it meant a lot to them, which was cool. Like, we showed up and the lady that owned the house was like, where are you guys from? And they were students. So she was having, I was like, I'm from Atlanta. My wife's from here. She's like, you guys drove up from Atlanta? Like, yeah. Gotta, you know, do whatever. They were very appreciative. And they showed it in Chick-fil-A. A lot of Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
Oh, really? Good on Chick-fil-A, man.
Yeah, that was great.
Every, important, man.
We did that, and we went to another house the same day and did stuff, more Chick-fil-A. Yeah. Yesterday, we were at a trailer park cleaning up, which was even more sad because, I mean, trailer parks tend to be pretty tough anyway. And then, yeah, just
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
So you Chick-fil-A.
There was more
out.
Chick-fil-A there.
So Chick-fil-A.
A lot of Chick-fil-A. So I'm good on Chick-fil-A for a while.
Yeah, so you Chick-fil-A out.
Chick-fil-A, though.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good, man. Glad you guys had a good time. Where are the numbers at?
We're getting there. We're like 8,500. 8,500. So we're like 1,500 away from our goal of 10,000 on the fundraiser. So
good.
If you're listening right now and you got $5 and an internet connection, go to supportnow.org/HeleneAssist or go to TBM929 on Twitter.
929.com.
It's right there on top. Yeah, no, it's crazy. Like it just kept coming in. Like I would, you know, go do some stuff, come back, check it. It's like, damn, it went up $500. The thing that got people was when I started pimping out my in-laws.
I know, I saw that.
I was like, all right, Julie, I'll give you a shout out. And we got like $1,500 in 20 minutes. And I was like, damn, we better get Mama down here.
Oh, Lord, can you get
Mama? Mama said she didn't want to. Oh. I was like, all right, Mama, we need to get to 10,000. She was like, I don't know about social media. And I was like, all right, fair enough.
Just sit there and talk.
Fair enough. She didn't want to do it, but it's all right. But Jim and Julie did it, and that was pretty good.